Proverbs for the day, June the 22nd, Proverbs 22 and verse 10. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Now, some truths, they just fall into neglect. They are neglected. Some truths are naturally effective. That is, you could practice them in work, in your community, in business, etc. This is one of those things here that we have come across in our studies here. For example, if you remember, in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7, he said, "He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man get himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." And so we have it rephrased, or we have further understanding of it here in Proverbs 22, verse 10, to cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. All right, three things. Mark the scorner. Mark him. We've talked about this before. And there's two places I want to talk about a scorner. One is without, that is outside of you. You need to mark the scorner. We've talked about this a little bit in when we were in chapter 9, on the 9th. But keep in mind here that you have to remind yourself of some of these truths. And you have to be able to identify that scorner. Mark them. I want to make a little note here about the one within. It's my understanding from Scripture that we basically have within us a potential scorner called the old nature, each of us. Think about this, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out, yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Can you imagine if you were able to, in a one-time event, cast out that old nature and be done with it during this life? Now we know that's not the case. We know God told us to deal with that scorner within us, that old nature, Romans 6 and 7 and 8. We know that He taught us in Galatians 4 that there's an old nature that persecutes the new nature. And so, think of though, if we would practice it on a daily basis, casting out the scorner, think how much contention within you would go out. Think how much conflict between old and new nature would go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. So it's important to understand that you got to mark the scorner. And you got to mark them without, and you should. But you need to mark them within too. Identify the voice within thee that has to do with scorning, that old nature. And secondly, with that, make short work of casting out. Don't debate or reason or rebuke, just out. Now, you can do that as diplomatic, you might say, as you want, but do it. Cast out the scorner. You know, the old nature can only be effectively dealt with when we do not allow it to have its say. When we allow it to have its say, all kind of strange stuff can come up that has nothing to do with God. Oh, it has plenty to do with the earth. It has plenty to do with earthly, sensual, devilish wisdom. Oh, yeah. It has its equivalent here in the earth. But Paul told us this. He says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." The old nature can only be effectively dealt with when you cast it out. That is, take away its authority, take away its voice. Someone says, "I want inner peace." All right, well, cast it out. Cast it down. Get the picture. Cast out the scorner. The way you get peace is you say, out of this conversation. Shut up. I'm done with that. You cannot help or train or reform your old nature. You know, in the Bible, He gives us different animals on earth and to give us illustrations of humans and how we should relate and understand, etc. For example, He says, "Man is born like a wild ass's colt. A male donkey is called a jack, and that's why we get that term jackass. an ass is a donkey. And we get that term because it's talking about the stubbornness, the independence, the irrationalness of a male donkey, a jackass. It's called a jack. Now, some animals, first of all, let me say this. God created those animals to teach us. They didn't just happen to be similar to something he wanted to teach after he made him. It wasn't an afterthought. So, well, how could God do all that? Well, he's God, okay? I mean, I lose my patience with people who want to bring God down to our level. He's not, he condescended to us. He came and took on him a robe of flesh. But he ain't like us, and his ways are above our ways, and his thoughts are above our thoughts. So we learn from him, and so he takes horses, for example. Listen, some horses just won't do. They won't work. No matter what you try, today guys make a lot of money, and they pride themselves on being able to take any horse. There are some horses that don't want to work, that have something wrong inside them. This scorner has something wrong inside him. Okay? If you're not careful, you're going to get hurt. You're going to be like one that taketh a dog by the ears. But let's talk about that inner scorner for a minute. Make short work of casting out. Just take care of it. When you find yourself being a little bit sympathetic or soft towards a scorner, even your own inner scorner, the old nature, pull yourself up a little bit and say, oh, wait. I'm on the wrong track here. I'm headed down the wrong track completely. So you got to mark this corner. You got to make short work of casting out. And then you need to maintain the boundaries. Out. When you put this corner out, then you shut the gate and you put a sign, do not enter. You think about yesterday's proverb in chapter 21 and the psalm that went with it, Psalm 101, yesterday. And he said, I will set no wicked thing. I will put this out. I will do that. Go back there and look at that. Out. Maintain the boundaries. You notice he said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. You have to maintain the boundaries. If you had the boundaries up yesterday and then you slept, the boundaries may not be up. You better put them back up every single day. Have you ever noticed, and we say this sometimes, somebody asks you if you remembered to do something or remembered something you talked about, and especially as you get a little older, you say, well, I've slept since then. Your body and your mind hit reset. And so the way to string days together is to start your days properly and your nights properly and practice this. Maintain the boundaries. You got to cast out that scorner. Cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. You see, it's not always the other person. Sometimes it's a scorner in you that's going against Scripture. One of the sure things that can happen to a person is they get lazy in the Scriptures. And they get lazy with themselves. And any one of us can fall prey to that if we're not careful. So what we've got to do is we've got to remember, mark the scorner, make short work of casting out, and then maintain the boundaries. Oh yeah, it is an everyday issue. It is an everyday battle, day in, day out. And just by the time you think you have eradicated that scorner within you, you'll find that he has a voice, or she has a voice, and speaks up. And oh, it's going to speak up as if it is just the wisest, most logical thing, and it's going to deal on a human level, and that's why staying in the Scriptures will help you. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to guide you through the Scriptures, and then maintain the boundaries.